Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 10 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. on Sunday, May the 6th, 2018. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM. O-R-G. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, May the 6th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective, what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be right back. Okay, 4:13 here on WMFO. Why am I getting hiccups the first thing of the morning? 4:13 here on WMFO in Medford. 61 degrees outside our studio. We're going to bring you that weather update sometime around 6:30 or so, I believe. And on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And you'll know how to prepare to dress for today. Okay, let's go right into Major League Baseball. Yesterday in the American League, Yankees 5 and Cleveland 2. Tigers 3 and the Royals 2. The Rays 5 and the Blue Jays 3. The Twins 8 and the White Sox 4. Red Sox 6 and the Rangers 5. The A's 2 and the Orioles zip. That game went 12 innings. And the Mariners 9 and the Angels 8. And that game went 11 innings. Over the National League, the Cardinals 8 and the Cubs 6, and that game went 10 innings. Phillies 3 and the Nationals 1. Padres 7 and the Dodgers 4. The Brewers 5 and the Pirates 3. The Marlins 6 and the Reds zip. The Rockies 2 and the Mets zip. And the Giants 11 and the Braves 2. In an interleague play, the Diamondbacks 4 and the Astros 3. World champion Astros are having problems this year. Not that they're having a bad year, but not playing as authoritatively, I guess is the word, as they played last year. And maybe that's the hangover that the Cubs ran into after they won the championship a couple of years ago. But, yeah, well, it's a long season, and when you have all of the celebrating that goes on after the season's over when you win the World Series, I guess that makes it a little bit difficult to get back on track. But the barring injuries, I think the Astros are going to be a very good team once they get their act together as the season moves on. I'm not saying they're the favorites, because they didn't really add anybody. No, they added a pitcher to their staff. And Justin Verlander is pitching lights out after he left Detroit last year. But overall, let's see. In the American League West, Houston is 21-14. And they're tied for first place, actually. Yeah. Well, the percentage point behind the LA Angels, who lost yesterday. So, anyway, they're close. I guess there are a lot of teams that would like to be as close as they are. Seattle is having a great year. They're almost in a three-way tie as they won their, I think, well, they're 20-12. So, yeah, they're right up there. American League East, Red Sox, 24-9. Best record in the American League. Best record in the major leagues as I look down the line. Followed by New York, who is 23-10, a game behind. Toronto, Tampa Bay, and Baltimore bring up the rear. In the Central Division, Cleveland is in first place. Yep, Cleveland is in first place, even though they lost yesterday. They're 17-16, followed by Detroit, who is 14-18, two games back. Minnesota, Kansas City, and Chicago will bring up the rear. And as we said, out west, the LA Angels, Houston, and Seattle are in a virtual flat-footed tie, followed by Oakland and Texas. Red Sox playing Texas, and I... For a minute, I wondered if I knew anybody on that ball club. Because they lost so many players and so many new names. Who are these strangers? But they are the Rangers, and they're not doing badly. But just that if you don't follow a team like that closely, then you know it's hard to pick up who all the people that they've added during this season. In that Red Sox game yesterday, Mookie Betts went 0-for-4, scored a run. He got a walk. He's hitting .352 on the season. He didn't hit a home run. He's had an amazing home run streak. Five home runs, I guess it was, in the last six games. Andrew Benintendi had the big bat yesterday. Three hits and five times at bat. Scored two runs with RBI. He's up to .254. Hanley Ramirez, 1-for-4 with RBI, hitting .297. J.D. Martinez, 2-for-5, scored a run with RBI. He's hitting .344. Then the Bogarts, 1-for-4, hitting .338. Struck out three times yesterday, however. Mitch Moreland, 2-for-3. Scored a run, two RBIs with a walk. He's hitting .338. He got his fifth home run of the year. Nunez went 0-for-3. He's hitting .228. Divas 0-for-4, .268. Vasquez 0-for-3. Scored a run, got a walk. He's hitting .193 in the season. Eduardo Rodriguez started the pitching for the Red Sox. He went six innings, gave up four hits, five runs, all of them earned, walked two, struck out 10. He gave up three home runs. And his ERA is 5.29. Hembry came in, pitched an inning in the third, gave up two hits, no runs, one walk, three Ks, and a 3.78 ERA on the season. Kelly came in, pitched two-thirds of an inning, struck out two. 2.51 is his ERA. He got the win, first win of the season. And Craig Kimbrell pitched one inning, struck out two. 1.23 is his ERA, and he got, and he has 9 saves on the season. Interesting stat from Friday's game. Friday, Bartolo Colon, who is somewhere north of 40 years of age, was pitching for the Texas Rangers, and an interesting stat because Rafael Devers hit 2 home runs off him. And the stat is that when Bartolo Colon first broke into the major leagues, Rafael Devers was the grand age of 6 months old. So I guess, you know, it's not just the Tom Brady influence on athletes, but I guess, you know, and Bartolo Colon is not, doesn't look like he's really in that great shape. Matter of fact, Bartolo Colon doesn't look much different now than when he broke in, from what I can remember. He was always that kind of a rotund type player, certainly was not anyone who was going to go out there and steal a base on you. You don't have to worry about that if you ever got on base. But, hey, he's still hanging in there. Not the devastating pitcher, but he knows how to pitch, and so therefore he's been able to prolong his career. I guess you could say CC Sabathia with the Yankees is in that same mold. No longer the fireballing left-hander. But, hey, if you can do it for a little bit and you can and you enjoy doing it, why not hang in there? Well, I guess it's better than just hanging around doing nothing or doing crazy things after you retire and then suffering the consequences afterwards. But anyway, hats off to Bartolo Colon. Hats off to Rafael Devers. Hope Devers has a long, successful career with the Red Sox. And, hey, if teams decide that you're the best option for their pitching staff, go for it, Bartolo. 422 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, May the 6th. I gotta get a calendar in here. Sunday, May the 6th, 2000. There was a calendar here. I guess somebody stole it. Sunday, May the 6th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Here virtually every Sunday talking sports from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall return. We'll be right back.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
And that message is brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. And you're listening to the Sunday, May the 6th, and there is a calendar on our computer, but it's in such, dim lettering here at the top of the computer. It's very hard to read for us guys who wear glasses. Okay, 4:28 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go to the National Basketball Association. Why are we going there? Well, because the Celtics play in the NBA. And surprise, surprise, the Celtics defeated the 76ers yesterday in Philadelphia and in overtime, 101-98. Celtics hold a 3-0 lead in that series. Also in the NBA yesterday, the Cavaliers defeated the Raptors in Cleveland, 105-103. And the Cavaliers hold a 3-0 lead in that series as well. Game 4 for the Celtics is in Philadelphia, and I believe it's on Tuesday. I should check my information here to find out if that's correct. But anyway, to me, the game was very frustrating. I was going to write a letter to Adam Silver. Those referees in the game were obviously trying to keep Philadelphia in the game. There were at least four calls, where not only I saw the foul, and I'm sure all the Celtics players saw the foul, but the referees didn't see the foul. And the announcers who were announcing the game said, oops, there's a foul. Jason Tatum got fouled. Baines got fouled. Somebody else got fouled. I don't remember it all. But there was one play where I just, okay, this is enough. I think it was Marcus Morris got bowled over by somebody and no call. And so I said, okay, forget it. It's hard to play 5 against 8. But anyway, Celtics persevered. And even though I went to bed early, actually I didn't. I was switching back and forth between the Celtics game and the Kentucky Derby. And decided after the Kentucky Derby was on, I'd go back to the Celtics. It was not any improvement. And so I went off and did something else before going to bed. But anyway, yesterday, Al Horford got 13 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Jason Tatum, what a rookie year this guy is having. At what, 20 years old, just turned 20? Tatum got 24 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Baines got 7 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists. Marcus Smart got 9 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Terry Rozier got 18 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and 2 steals. Ojale got 3 points. And Morris got 9 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and a block. Shane Larkin got 2 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and a steal. And Jaylen Brown, 16 points, 9 rebounds, no assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. Oh, so, I'm supposed to be looking up when game 4 is, which that's what I'm supposed to be looking at, right? It's around here somewhere. Game 4 is on Monday. They gave us one day off. Monday, May the 7th, 6 p.m. It's going to be on TNNT. And if there's a Game 5, it's on Wednesday back here in Boston. And in that Cavaliers series, Cavaliers lead the Raptors 3-0. And Game 4 is Monday at Cleveland. So, anyway, we'll see if the Raptors can bounce back and win a game on the road. And I think the 76ers gave us their best shot. And with those three blind mice referees out there, I don't know if they're going to get any closer. Could it be a sweep? It wouldn't hurt, you know, to give the legs some rest. If we can pull that one off, I'll take it. I'm sure the Celtics would also. It's very interesting that Brad Stevens, who's been doing an excellent job, hard to, you know, find fault with him, but I can't understand why he's not using Greg Monroe more. I think Greg only played in game two back in Boston, and he contributed there. He was contributing well at the end of the regular season after coming in, you know, late in the season. But Stevens praised him well for his play in game two, and then didn't play him in game three, which I think, you know, hey, you got another big body to bang up against Embiid. That gives you six more fouls. And but anyway, I guess he knows what he's doing. He's winning. So I guess I can't complain. I should not complain, find fault, or any of those other things. As for that matter, with all the injuries that the Celtics have experienced this year, and the fact that he's been able to plug in people who didn't play significant roles during the season, that's a tribute not only to his coaching, but to the fact that Danny Ainge should be NBA Executive of the Year. If Stevens had a shot at being Coach of the Year, Danny Ainge has a shot, certainly have a shot for being NBA Executive of the Year. He's done a yeoman job. And we have Jason Tatum, who we traded picks with Philadelphia. And we have possibly their first round pick this year, which I believe is from L.A. Or we have a choice of taking next year's pick, I believe, from Sacramento. So Danny's been wheeling and dealing and been doing a great job. Hats off. 435 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May the 6th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4. Oh, I need to apologize for not being on the air last Sunday. Came into the station and found out that the computer had crashed around 2 o'clock. And so, therefore, I packed my bag and I went back home. Matter of fact, I don't think I unpacked my bag. But anyway, I apologize for not being on the air. Technical difficulties. I went home and I emailed the operations department. And I think sometime later on that day, they got the station up and running once again. Okay, hopefully they resolved the problem. I've been told it's been an ongoing problem. I've only experienced it once or twice. But from what I understand, it's been an ongoing problem. And I haven't heard anybody say, let's get a new computer. They talk about fixing the hole in the floor. But, you know, hey, what can I say? 4:36 is the WMFO time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May the 6th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in some sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 441 here on Brown Perspective on Sports. While we're rejoicing over the way the Red Sox and the Celtics are playing, the Bruins, after getting off to a great start with a victory in the first game down in Tampa, they've lost three straight. That's not good. That's not good at all. And game five. This is what, 3-1 Tampa Bay, and game five is back in Tampa, and so therefore doesn't look good. They got off to a great start. The Celtics had a lot of new faces, a lot of younger players. You didn't know how good they were going to be, and the fact that they finished second place in their division, behind Tampa Bay, by the way. And so, therefore, I guess things aren't looking good, but it's not over till it's over. And from what I understand, I didn't see the game. There was two plays, I guess, in the last two games. The one against the Bruins, a goal that probably should have been counted, was ruled no goal by the referees. And also, there was a penalty that should have been called, I guess, in the form I understand, in the last game, which was not called and led to a Tampa goal that tied the score and put it into overtime, and they lost in overtime. So, well, keep fighting in there, Bruins. Who knows, you may come back. The Red Sox were down 3-1 a few years ago, and they came back and they beat the Yankees three straight to win. It's doable, I guess. Possible? I don't know about that, but it's doable. We'll keep rooting for you regardless. Okay, 443 here on WNFO in Medford. In the National Hockey League yesterday, the Capitals defeated the Penguins 6-3, and they lead that series 3-2. And the Jets defeated the Predators 6-2, and they lead that series 3-2. Hey, who knows? Hang in there, Bruins. We're rooting for you. 444 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's look at golf. Why do you want to look at golf? Okay, because we still have a lot of time here, and we got a lot of time to cover. 16 minutes left to go before the program's over. Out there in Quail Hollow, Jason Day is 4-under, leading the pack. Watney is 5-under, one stroke behind Jason. And there's a three-way tie for third place. Uline, DeChambeau, and Casey are 7-under, three behind Jason Day. And if you're interested, Tiger Woods is way back in the pack. He's 1-under. He's not 1-under. You got to be more than that. Is he 10 under, I guess it is? No, he's 10. He's one over par. One under par, that's what he is. But, I don't know what these numbers mean. What happens when you pick off numbers, you know, like 2 o'clock in the morning, and when you try to decipher them later on, you know. And I was a cryptographer in the Army, so, but this code has got me baffled. Jason Day is in first place. Let's put it that way. Watney is in second place, a stroke behind, from what I understand. Uline, DeChambeau, and Casey are tied for third place. Excuse me. And they are 3 points, 3 strokes behind. Woods is way back somewhere there in the pack. Okay, 4:46 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, May the 6th, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. As I said earlier in the program, I was switching back and forth between the Kentucky Derby and the Celtics game, and I did get to see the start and the finish of the Derby. The favorite Justify was first, and a horse named Good Magic came in second, and a horse named Audible came in third. And it was pouring rain out there, very sloppy track. Justify had never run before on a sloppy track, and so the commentators were saying there's a possibility of an upset. Someone may be able to get out there and like running in the mud and pull off a big upset. Didn't happen. Early in the race, Justify took the lead and never relinquished it. He won by 2.5 lengths over Good Magic. And some of the other horses, like Mendelssohn and forget some of the other names that were possible favorites to win it all, just didn't have it. And if Justify could run that well on a sloppy track, when it comes to the Preakness and the Belmont, if the track is good, he could run away with it from the other contenders. And if the track is sloppy, he showed that, hey, don't matter, he can run in that out as well. So congratulations to the owners and trainers of Justify, and we'll see what happens later on down the line. 4:48 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. We'll be right back.
I'd like the world to know my mentor, Chris Quillen, is a terrible basketball player. He's also bad at checkers and math. But I have to give him credit. He still shows up every Tuesday. So while he isn't the best basketball player around, I guess he is a pretty good mentor.
When you mentor a child, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be yourself. Do good. Mentor a child. Call Save the Children at 1-877-BE-A-MENTOR.
Message brought to you by Save the Children U.S. and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, 4:53 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time, I guess. We ought to throw in a little Patriots talk here. We don't have to plead the fifth like Tom Brady did, which I guess sort of indicates that there are some problems going on there in Patriots land. my problem was Belichick's refusal to play Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl after, you know, obviously they needed as much help as they could get on defense. Would he have made any difference? I don't know. But there'll always be a question looming over the heads of him and his coaching staff. And so therefore, and actually I'm assuming it's him because I believe that if Butler was going to be going to play, it was not up to the defensive coordinator or anybody else on the team to put him in. It would be up to Belichick, who decided for whatever reason, and that will remain unknown, I guess, until who knows what. People, you know, always be guessing about what happened or why or whatever. But anyway, that's all history now. And I guess we can look at the draft and free agency and we can say, well, they've, you know, perhaps, you know, depending on how some of the new players are able to fit in. Trent Brown, I guess you would have to say, is one of the leaders for, since he has NFL experience for the left tackle spot. Will they make other changes? Who knows? I don't know. And it depends upon how I guess the majority of the players, new players, fit in prior to the start of the season. And with Brady and Gronkowski, you know, voicing their displeasure as much as they possibly could, I guess without throwing the team into turmoil, it's going to be interesting to see if that's going to have any impact on the season. I don't have it with me, but I saw their schedule a couple of weeks ago, and it's got some tough games on there. So we'll see if they can bounce back, and if not, how is that going to impact the team moving forward? Like the dynasty, for whatever reason, is starting to crumble. And I guess when you get people with big egos, like obviously present there, there's going to be some conflict. You know, as an ongoing fan, you know, hey, as a matter of fact, if I was paying bucks to see the Patriots, then, you know, I watch them on my television, and I guess I pay for the cable. But hey, probably not. I probably get them on regular television, most of them anyway. But anyway, I would be very concerned, you know, about how they're frittering away my money by not putting the best possible team on the field. Okay, 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.